John, are you more grieved by theology you disagree with or by division within the body of believers?
Here's the way I answer questions like that, and I ask them to myself all the time. It depends on the degree of the division and its nature compared with the degree of seriousness of the theology mistake. So I'm sad that we're not on the same page eschatologically. I wish Sam Storms and I were on the same page, Sam. I wish Doug Wilson and I were on the same page, Doug. And we're not, and that's sad. It doesn't cause me too many tears at that level. When I see somebody I love going to a hurtful view of God, then I can be really grieving, and that hurts. So there's the theology side. There are some theological moves that are so destructive and so dishonoring to God and so close to the center that we should be deeply grieved and angered by them. On the other hand, there are all kinds of divisions. If two of my elders hated each other, I mean, they were saying ugly things about each other and doing wicked things, that would emotionally probably take me down deeper than almost most of these theological things. I think, God, we got to work on this. This hurts. I mean, I'm loving our elder fellowship. I was with the elders last night till 11 o'clock, and I came home to say, I love these guys. 30 guys sitting around a table, one heart, one mind, pulling together for the good of the church is the joy of my life. It has been for 30 years. If that broke at Bethlehem, and the thing became war and anger and hurtful speech, probably emotionally, I would be way more undone than theology issues. So, what can you say? There are some kinds of disunity that are small and don't move me. Other kinds that are deep, immediate, personal, and are heart-wrenching. And same thing over here. So in any given case, I'd have to ask, okay, which is the theological issue and which is the kind of division? And then I'll tell you which bothers me more, which hurts me more, which grieves me more.